This is RSVNB Update, episode 143, recorded Thursday, March 6th, 2008. Sirach does not enlighten. Everyone, RSVNB update time. Brad's here this week. You've got a pretty good record going on. What, 6 weeks now, I think?
I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to be fairly inconsistent with my appearances.
Yeah. So, we're here to discuss the realm of RuneScape. Take a look at these fine updates that Jagex have given us this week. So, I don't know. I think unless there's anything we need to say or get off the top of our heads right now, we might as well just dive right into it. Anything you gotta say?
It's an open question, but no, there's nothing
else. Okay. Chaos Tunnels, the hunt for Sirach. You know, when I read this update, initially I was rather excited.
Why?
Because, and then after I looked into it, it kind of was a bit of a letdown, you know, that they would do something like this. Basically, for those of you guys who may or may not know, in the Star Trek universe, on a place called Vulcan, you know the guys with the pointy ears, you know?
No, I know nothing of Star Trek.
Yeah, well,
I'm disavowing all knowledge of Star Trek.
There's this race called the Vulcans, and
There's this race called your mother.
Okay, I'm trying to talk here, please. Anyways, they're logical folk and try to apply logic to everything. Some say that's the downside. But anyways, that's beside the point. Not to mention they can only, every 7 years, for those of you guys.
Poor Vulcan males.
Yeah. Anyways, I think you guys got the drift there, what we were just trying to say. But anyways, there was once this Vulcan called Sirach, S-U-R-A-K, who is the founder of all modern Vulcan logic. You know, with the name Sirach and Sirach, it's kind of interchangeable, and there is no doubt a reference there, but Sirach on RuneScape does not bring logic to the people of Verach, sadly. Unlike
Sirach. Let's stop, because it's obvious that apart from name, these two things are not really that closely linked at all.
But it's a reference.
Yeah, in name only.
Yeah, so
let us continue.
No,
Let us forget this horrible Star Trek incident ever happened.
I think it's gonna pan out later on. Because initially, the Vulcans were a warlike people, and that's what this Sirach is like. So maybe later on he'll turn into enlightened logical folk.
Please shut up about Star Trek.
You know, people like these kind of digressions.
People like the sort of digressions when I talk about killing you.
Yeah, well, if you did that, then we wouldn't have the show anymore, and people would be greatly upset. But anyways, basically, what this update amounts to is the first time you get 5,000 Slayer XP for killing him, and then subsequent times, I believe it's like 250 or something along the lines of that, so...
That's still not bad XP.
Yeah, I know.
But it depends how long it takes to track him down.
Yes, exactly. You can get summoning charms from it, but from what I've seen, it's really not worth it, you know? Like, you can get maybe 5 charms of 3 different types per kill. Which, the time it takes to go kill him, hunt him down, as you said, you'd be better off picking a charm-giving monster and going to kill that thing, you know? So, I'm gonna have to give this one only a 3 out of 5. I don't know
about
you.
I'll give it a 3 as well, because it's not as bad as a crappy, noob quest, but it's certainly not.
It would be 2 if it didn't have the Sirach reference. So, Sirach does not bring logic to the people of Verach.
Violence is wrong.
So Guthix is wrong.
Violence is wrong.
Anyways, we should move on to the main update of this week. CoinShare!
CoinShare!
Yeah, you sound awfully you don't sound awfully enthused.
I yawned. Get on with the update.
Okay. Well, basically, this is what they had promised in late December, where if you're with a group, you can automatically have items converted to cash, and the cash will appear below you at the monster. Basically, how it works is, let's say you turn CoinShare on. You have to be on a CoinShare world, of course. So you turn it on, and then if you get one of these high-value items, it will automatically put it on the Grand Exchange, and you will get the minimum price due to the obvious convenience sakes and whatnot, you know? So some of these items are the Visage, the Dragon Axe, the Dragon Chain, the Dragon
so you
Medium.
Get, so you automatically get coins equal to
the lowest Marcus,
the lowest Grand Exchange price, right?
Yeah. Shield left half, Steam Battle Staff. There's a Steam Battle Staff?
Yes.
From
even
where?
I was aware of that. I've not
from where?
I don't know where it dropped from, but I've heard of it before.
Really? I didn't even know that existed. Saradomin Sword and God Sword Hilt. So that means that, of course, the hilts will come. And so this is good for all of us people who like to go to God Wars, Kalphite Queen, and the like. So I'd have to say yay for Jagex on this one.
Yeah, it is quite it's a good update, yeah.
Yeah.
Further, like sort of almost like the bastard child of Lucha. Since they are somewhat related.
How do you call it? Say it's a bastard child.
I had no idea. I just wanted to use the phrase bastard child.
Hmm. So what drops these Steam Battle Staffs? Does anyone know? If you do, send me a PM. I don't know where they come from. If anybody could enlighten me, that would be greatly appreciated. Send me a PM on the forums or email shane@rspnb.com. A few other points about this. Item rarity is not affected by CoinShare, meaning that items are put on the Grand Exchange at medium price, so they will get sold eventually. These items that go on there, if there's lots of them, don't affect market value, so that's good. So I think that's about it of CoinShare. I don't know. It sounds good in theory. We just have to hope it pans out. But, you know, I maybe I do have to agree with you, bastard child of LootShare, because have you ever tried LootShare?
Yeah, I've heard it's rather crap.
I know, because, like, it's so random and who gets what, you know? So, I don't know. But, because I know when we did when LootShare first came out and we did the God Wars event, one person in particular, Southrend, kept getting most of the drops, so.
It's not fair, is it?
No, it's not, so I don't know. There's a point here. How does the LootShare system ensure fairness? When an item is dropped, its value is calculated using the Grand Exchange. Each player is given a virtual share of that item in LootShare points. The system then chooses the player to receive the drop. The system looks at the points of all players in the group, and whoever has the most loot share points stands the greatest chance of getting the drop.
But still, because it's down to chance, there's a chance that people might get the
not get the drop. So
yeah, and the same people might get the items over and over again.
Your loot share points and chances for the next drop will increase a lot if someone else in your group does get the valuable drops. I don't know. I guess it's a time thing, so. I don't know. I'd have to give this one a 4. What about you?
Well, yeah, 4 as well.
Okay.
It's not perfect, but it's good, and it's better than the crappy stuff.
Yeah, and it's good to see progress, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good to see them expanding on ideas.
Yeah. You can see the list of the items that works for. There's quite a few of them. You know, you learn something new every day. I had no idea the Steam Battle Staff existed.
You learn something new every day.
Yes. Grand Exchange interface changes. Hey, that rhymes.
Grand Exchange. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, exchange and change.
Oh, yeah, they do, right.
Yeah. It displays those buttons by default where you can put up an item or sell. When you go into the exchange window, it also pops up the search by default. Has changed the numbers to be plus 1, plus 10, etc. for buying, and there's also an all options for sell, so that's good. Also, if you're taking items out of your collection box and there's more than 5 of them, well, you'll get them back as notes. So, I don't know, I think this was a good change that JX made, and hopefully they'll stay the same, you know what I mean? Wink, wink. Anyways, I think it's time we look at some of the bugs in this week's bug bag. Apparently, before you couldn't take priest robes and gowns into Bounty Hunter. Don't ask me why. Issue with the assist system has been fixed, so rune crafters will now be able to get double runes if the assister has the required level. That's good, you know? So now you can gather a whole bunch of people up and go rune crafting and use their assistance to make double nature runes. That's good. Oh, and this is a good one. The friends and interface changes have been adjusted to be made more readable. Last week after our entire little fun orb thing came out, how the text was darker and whatnot?
Yeah, and a different font.
Yeah, so they made it white, brighter, but they didn't change the font back, which I don't know. I kind of like the old font still. But
the old font was a bit goofy looking.
No, it's not. It's the RuneScape font.
No, it's goofy.
No, it's not.
It's goofy.
They also say that the smithing interface will now remember where you had it last time, like the bank interface, so that's good. Oh, and...
Sorry, it will remember where you had it last time?
Yeah. You know, like the scroll bar?
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
Never mind, I was just, you know, trying to insert some innuendo, but...
Okay, yeah, your mind is, like, constantly going then. Also, Romeo and Varrock will no longer interrupt you if you're passing through. You can still stop by, have a chat, and see if you can cheer him up. I wonder what that means, he'll no longer interrupt you if you're passing through.
I didn't know he did interrupt you before.
I know, neither did I.
Oh, well.
So, I don't know, not many RuneScape updates this week. Oh, apparently we didn't know about Fun Orb.
We covered that last week,
though. I know,
obviously,
but...
Mr. Gower doesn't listen to this one. This show.
Yes, exactly. Because they make a post saying that, oh, it's perfectly fine to mention Fun Orb on RuneScape and vice versa. And they show some pictures of the games, and, you know, the games they look like are just crap.
Remember? I would laugh so loud if there's sort of stories on fan sites of people getting banned in RuneScape for, you know, saying Fun Orb.
Yeah, well, remember from last week the little extra thingamajigs on there?
What do you mean, the extra thingamajigs?
On the report abuse, you could report abuse for, like, password scamming or item scamming on Fun Orb for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
That just doesn't make sense. Oh, well, that's probably going to be fixed in a later on.
And for people trying to offer you draws when you're kicking their ass.
Offer what?
Offer draws in games when you're kicking their ass.
Oh, yeah, that's my strategy. If you're losing,
yeah,
just,
and I didn't take it, and you lost 4 times.
Yeah, well, I've only won one chess game. Well, not technically, probably, but it was that only time I won was that time Mike's Opera crashed, and that was sad.
That's the only way you could win.
No, I had him in check, and it crashed.
Yeah, check doesn't win the game. Check
but I was ready to move in with my queen at the end.
Sorry?
What?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's one of your sounds from last week that you made.
Oh, Christ. Don't play that again. I hate you. You can't laugh like that.
Paul going walkies. 32,351 votes. This is rather sad. Which do you prefer in real life, cats or dogs? 61% say dogs.
Population idiot.
Yeah, cats, eh?
Yes, cats every time. Anybody who disagrees must be a homosexual or a mental.
Okay.
I love the silence after that.
6% say, bah, I don't like either of them. I don't know, like, why? It must be the Americans that like dogs, you know? Well, oh, and which, you know, of these pets?
A lot of people did vote for Hillary Clinton, that might tell you something.
She winning?
No, she's still behind Obama in delegates.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Which of these pets do you own in real life? 16,000 people, dogs, 12,949 cat, 7,515 fish, 5,056. I do not own a pet.
Why did they list Tamagotchi as a pet?
Nintendog. What's Nintendog?
I've no. Isn't it that like that robotic dog?
I don't know.
And they've got Tamagotchi.
It's a pet. Those aren't pets. Hey, a bird. You could have answered a bird. 3,500 people.
They obviously don't have.
What's your bird's name?
Human pet. George, I told you this last week. Anyway.
So how's George?
You asked me that last week as well. He's fine.
Okay, good.
He's a bird. His intellectual and capacity to express himself is severely limited. Christ.
2349 hamster. 2345 rabbit. Oh, and 1957 Tamagotchi.
How many people have humans as pets?
They don't have that option.
I have human pets.
You could put that as other.
Other.
Oh, and 4% own a horse. 3% gerbil. A rat and a mouse? Why would you want a rat for a pet?
Every girl who's like 10 years old wants to have like a horse or a pony or something. I bet they just lied about it.
I don't think my sister did.
Yeah, well, your sister's weird. Let's face it.
She might not want you to hear it. She might not want you to say that.
She doesn't listen to the show, so it's
fine.
Oh,
she does sometimes.
Shane's sister is weird. Shane's sister is weird. Shane's sister is weird.
Okay, can we move on to the next question, please?
Okay, Shane's sister.
Okay, next one. Brad.
On the poll?
Yes.
What is your favorite pet to use in-game? And the top vote is, I do not have a favorite pet.
Shows how much those summoning pets are liked, you know?
Shows how much summoning is liked.
I know.
Ever since farming, all the new skills have been downhill.
What?
What?
Farming was good.
Farming was downhill.
Hunter was good.
Hunter was poor. Farming was poor. Construction was poor.
Why construction?
They're all really stretching.
I like construction. If I had money, I'd get 99.
I hate farming. I hate construction.
Oh, well, there's lots of people around RSBNB that are picking up my ideas, and they're a follower of the farming movement.
That's how Nazi Germany started, Shane.
I know. It, did you watch that video?
No.
They're
trying to deflect attention away from the fact that your farming addiction is starting off the next Nazi Germany.
Okay, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is, you sick
no,
bastard.
It's not. Platypus, 2%.
I'm sorry?
A platypus, 2% people like the platypus.
Only 28 people voted for vulture and only 64 voted for fish.
Where's the pet rock? Oh, there it is, 3%.
Idiot.
Wow. Don't call me an idiot.
Oh, it hurts my feelings.
How often do you have a pet out when you play RuneScape? 43%, not very often. 25% some of the time. 14%, I never have a pet out, so.
I never have a pet out.
I know, neither do I. They're just so goddamn annoying, you know?
The same sort of pets in World of Warcraft that just don't do anything and just follow you around. And they're so pointless, and I see no point in them. If I could kill them, maybe then I'd, you know, bother with them. Or if I could kill other players' pets.
Right.
That would be fun.
And then my cat died once on RuneScape during a quest.
Didn't it run away?
No, it died. It died. Like, during this one quest, you saw, like, a ghost of it float up.
Was it that, the rat quest?
Yes. So that was rather annoying. But I think that's it for the poll this week. Going walkies.
Going once. Going
twice. Gone. On an audio question this week from Schwana, and Viva plays the question now.
Hey there, Shane and Brad. Here's my question for you. Would you rather go through a door that would strip you of any, you know, records of you like you never existed and discover the cure to cancer, or single-handedly solve world peace keeping your identity?
So, you first.
I'd keep my identity and solve world peace. And anyone who says anything else is an idiot.
I'd solve the cancer.
But you'd lose your identity.
So
not
what?
You have much of an identity to lose.
Who cares?
I said that before the show, and I just thought I'm going to have to use that line again.
I don't know. Like, world peace would be nice, but what are the? How boring would the world be with peace, you know?
Oh, what? So you're saying, no, hang a second. So when people die from cancer, it's some horrible injustice. But when people die from conflict, it's funny and it entertains you.
No, 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 not at all. I'm just saying, what would we do
with
ourselves if we were at peace?
It would be boring if people didn't die. That's what you're saying, Sean.
No, no, I'm just saying, what would we do with ourselves at peace, you know?
We would have peace. We would have our peace and we would eat it.
That's weird.
You're weird.
Yes, you are. I don't know. I'd choose the second one. Only time I'd choose the first one is if, well, world peace would guarantee a cure for cancer in the future, you know? Then you can kill two birds with one stone.
How would world peace guarantee a cure for cancer?
More people would cooperate with each other, and then more worldwide resources could be put on finding a cure for cancer.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so, I don't know, that's what I gotta say. So, I don't know, are you done with this one, or?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, thank you, Schwa. Next one.
Okay, the next question. Hello, Shane and Brad. I have a Star Trek-related question. Oh, this is mainly for Shane. Never. What do you see in that show? I've watched several episodes and don't see anything special about it. I find it to be completely boring and a waste of time. On a high note, I love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Questions from Gunny239. I agree with the points.
No.
I agree.
No. The problem, if you're not seeing anything in it, is because you've got this biased mindset from people around you, like Brad and other people that just don't like it and never give it a chance. So, basically what you need to do is you need to go to it with a clean mindset. A clean mindset and think, how is this benefiting me, and how can this, is this showing what we could be like one day from the vision of the creator of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry? That's what
Gene
I like.
Gene Roddenberry is the new Hitler.
No, no, no. If you want a decent list of episodes to see, and after you cleared your head of all biases, PM me on the forums and I'll send you a nice list.
So hang on a minute. When you say clear your head of biases, you don't mean, you know, it in the sense of the word. You mean when you've cleared his head of all negative biases and when he's
all biases
whipped
together.
Whipped up into a Star Trek frenzy and he's ready to kiss some William Shatner ass.
All biases.
It's sort of like you spit a lot when you do that, like you do.
I don't do that.
Oh, I just spit over my computer screen. Ugh. Wait a second. I've actually got a cloth to wipe my
computer. Well, that's good. Well, at least you're the only one that uses it, too, so.
There
anyways,
you go, now it's all clean again.
If you're interested in looking at some good episodes that
no,
I feel
not.
Show what Star Trek is all about, send me a PM on the forums.
Send me a PM on the forums.
Next one. You come up to two glass-covered podiums. One says break glass for wealth, and the other says break glass for stardom. Which one do you choose? From RS Gamer.
Wealth? Yes, I would choose wealth.
Yeah, me too, because I really don't want stardom. Like, you know all these people, like, I wouldn't want to have, like, a bodyguard when I go outside, you know?
I want people to piss off and leave me alone with my money.
Yes.
That's what I want.
And you want to sit in your room, staring at your TV for the rest of your life.
Says the person who, if they probably had enough money, would just, like, stay inside all day and watch Star Trek over and over.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I'd donate my time to some worthy cause, like finding extraterrestrial planets.
That's not a worthy
cause.
Yes,
it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. It's a complete waste of time.
Oh, remember, all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Okay, Shane, whatever you say.
Thank you, Iris Gamer. Next one.
Anyway, this week is a hidden update. Jagex added several new loot share worlds. Can you think of any reason that Jagex shouldn't add loot share compatibility to all worlds, perhaps for economy reasons, or perhaps they enjoy tormenting small boss killing groups of players? That's questions from PFK99. I just think it's laziness on their part.
Yeah, you know, it... I don't know. Like, there should be no technical reason behind it. It's like they want to crowd these boss areas for group fighting, you know, for some reason, which I don't understand. But, like, are they trying to make us fight with each other and share with people in the community? Because I don't like sharing with people I don't know.
No, they're just too damn lazy.
So, like, I think that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to make it, like, so they want people to share and embrace the ideals of communism. Bet you anything this year we'll see updates that are putting RuneScape towards, like, communism, you know?
No.
What?
Just no. I think we've already established on more than one occasion that the only thing Jagex cares about, the only thing, is money.
Yeah, that's right. But, I don't know. Laziness, or they just want us to share. That's all I gotta say on this one.
Laziness.
Thank you, PFK99. We gotta get him on the show one day. He's always in our recording time. He's busy. Like, if you could do a Friday night, that would be excellent.
I can't do Friday nights.
Why not?
Because.
We'll talk about this later. Dear Shane and anyone else on the update. I was considering getting 99 fishing and was wondering what you guys would think the best way to get it up would be. How much would the estimated cost would be if I used feathers or bait, or some other method I've not heard of? Shane is starting to get to me. I've been getting those really boring skills up. I now have 15 farming and starting to see why he likes it so much. Keep it up. From Mean Boy 2006. That is a nice question, you know? Gear the fishing expert.
Well, lobsters up until about 70, then you should probably be able to take over a monk. I'm not sure exactly at what level monkfish becomes better than lobster.
I think 70s.
70. Lobster till 70, then monkfish up till 90. 99.
And then
sharks sound tempting, but
they're slow, aren't they?
Very slow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could also do the Shiloh fly fishing, but then you need to buy feathers, so I don't know, the best return
on... Yeah, that always put me off. It's probably faster than monkfish, slightly. There's not going to be that big a deal when you do have to get feathers.
You just got really quiet.
But you do have to do feathers for that.
Yeah, so...
That's something I can't be bothered to do.
I don't know, I just do monkfish because it's better return on investment. Who cares if it's slower? You just pop a DVD in and go, you know?
Monkfish, yeah.
I still have 300 sharks from the last time I bought from you. You want to fish me some more?
No.
Get 99 fishing.
No, I was tempted to get 98 and then just like leave it like 10 experience from 99 and never get 99.
Oh, that would be... Can you do it if I pay you?
To get 99?
Yes.
No.
I'll promote you.
You can't promote me any higher.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. We'll talk about this later.
No, you can.
Anyways, there's your choice, Mean Boy. If you have some money, do the fly fishing. But if you just want better return on investment and to get cooking, go for the monkfish. That's what I'd do. So, the next question, please.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm just wondering if you could have any amount of money, but not unlimited, as Jordan say. How much would you choose? Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work, Stephen. Well, I would have $100 billion.
Yeah, that'd be more than enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would make me the richest person in the world.
It would?
Yeah, since the richest person isn't.
Doesn't Bill Gates have more than that?
No, it's not Bill Gates anymore.
Oh, who is it?
There's an article, there's an article I dug on Dig earlier. There are two people richer than Bill Gates now. One of them's Warren Buffet.
Buffett.
Buffett, Buffet, whatever.
It's you say Buffet because you're from France.
Shut up. And the other guy's some Mexican.
Oh, I think I've heard of him.
Slim something.
Hmm, interesting.
So yes, he is not. But yes, I'd have 100 billion.
I'd have 100 billion and 1.
I'd have 100 billion and 2.
100 billion and 3.
I'd have 100 billion and 4.
100 billion and 5 plus n, where n is equal to the amount of money where Brad has. Ha, gotcha.
I would have 1 billion plus your mother.
Thank
that
you.
Any argument.
Thank you, Stephen. Next one.
Okay. If either of you were drafted into the military to fight a war, would you do it? That question is from Mushroom Queen.
Would you?
I can safely say that I would not go and die for somebody else's bloody fail war or dreams of. No, I would not die for my country. My country doesn't mean that much to me.
So how would you escape having to go do it?
I just wouldn't do it.
But what if they put you in jail?
So be it.
What, you wouldn't want to rather
away.
Come
I'd,
to Canada?
I'd hide. What?
Come to Canada to escape?
No, I'd go to somewhere a little quick. I'd just hide in my friend's basement. Or attic.
Okay.
I think attic, actually, because, you know, I think...
You know,
in the basement, it's usually situated with, you know, failures and idiots and nerds.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyways, I'd have to say no, because, you know, in the modern-day world, there's plenty of people who can do that, and, you know, there's plenty of unemployed people, too, so why not just make the unemployed people go do
it? You're unemployed. You don't have a job.
It's not officially unemployed.
You are unemployed,
but
you don't have a job.
The definition of unemployed is being looking for a job, but in the labor force. A student is not in the labor force, so technically
you and me are
not unemployed.
You don't have a job, right? And at the end of the day, sending you off to fight a war is more important to the state than training you. So the state's going to send you off to fight the war because to them, you aren't paying taxes, you're worth nothing.
But I do.
You don't pay taxes.
Sure I do.
Your parents pay taxes, you don't, because you're not earning.
Sure I do.
No, you don't. Don't lie.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
So, yeah, I think those are fairly obvious answers from both of us. I don't know. If I had to, I'd go visit Brad.
And I'd drive you right back to the conscription office where they take you away.
You're mean.
You're mean. I know I'm mean.
You're going to be a bad dad one day.
I'm going to find somebody willing to mate with me first.
Well, if you're a Vulcan every 7 years, and marriages are arranged.
I'd rather stay single all my life than have an arranged marriage. And I think that may be the option I'm going to have to... No, I'm kidding. That's just no.
Shane, I just got 44 farming. Should I continue with willow seeds or start herb seeds or do both from Earth 271072? Quite an obvious answer. Basically, what you want to do is always do the most seeds that you can. So, if you can do tree seeds, do those. If you can throw the allotments in, do those. If you can throw herbs in, do those. Do as much as you can. As much as you can. That's the key to farming. Do as much as you can.
Do as much.
What's your farming level? Let's see.
60. 60.
RSR, Brad, Wood, Ward.
60.
Oh, that's a typo. Let's see.
60. My farming level is 60.
It's 61.
Really?
Oh no, that's the runecrafting level I was looking at.
Idiot.
Yes, so. Do as much as you can, and that was from Earth 271072.
Do as much as you can.
Next question.
Next question. Suppose RuneScape or WoW suddenly became reality. What would your reactions be? What would be your first act to get yourself back to real life? That question is from Darvo. I had no idea, but it'd be rather grim because you could never kill yourself. You'd end up respawning. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I guess in WoW, I'd idle in one of the big cities while I waited for the next expansion to come out.
Oh, when is that?
No idea, it's not been announced yet, the date.
So, I don't know. I remember my only WoW memory, the thing that sticks out the most is...
It's when you fell off the boat.
And then going on that train later. And somebody got left behind. I don't know who it was.
That was the Deep Run tram.
Yes. That was fun. But as for RuneScape, I don't know. I guess I do just keep farming, you know?
Keep on farming.
Wouldn't you like to be a farmer in real life?
No.
Why not?
I think I'd kill myself if I was a farmer in real life.
Oh, boy. No fun. But to get back to... real life, I don't know, probably end up building some sort of portal or something to cross the interdimensional rift. Thank you, Dave. Oh, excellent question. Ever notice when you were lower level, 20 or 30k XP was a lot, but now I could go through 20k in like a half hour training? Back then when I was a noob, or maybe I still am, it took like a day to get 38k XP from Yazaki 90. Do you notice that as well?
What do you mean?
That as you get higher level, the XP seems to go faster.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
Well, no. I mean, like, granted it goes faster because you can use faster methods and whatnot, but time just seems to become less, you know?
Well, it's because you become more used to it, isn't it?
Exactly. Because, you know, that's what I felt when woodcutting. I felt like, I don't know, by the end of it, I felt like I could just continue woodcutting. Like,
are you 99 woodcutting yet?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I couldn't remember.
Yes, I am.
Where did you get 99?
In January.
Did you have a big party?
No, it was like a spur-of-the-moment thing, 15 minutes notice.
Who went?
Let's see, I forget who came. Let's pull out the rune wire. I know Mike was there, and I know Alex was there. And I know Chief Snake was there. That's all I know because, well, I got it at the same time as him.
Oh, yeah, you two are racing each other.
Yeah.
What a homoerotic RuneScape competition that was.
Why?
We're going to race each other to get woodcutting. I'm a lumberjack and I'm a pee.
Same.
You have 299 skills in RuneScape.
Yep, farming and woodcutting. Fire making's going to be number 3 sometime, but I just can't be bothered to go and with those logs, you know? So, I got 5k U logs sitting that still need to be burnt, and then another 38k after that. Oh my, what did I get myself into? Because you can see that it's kind of disappeared because my goal topic got locked, and topics get locked after 2 weeks of not being posted in.
You only just realized that?
Yeah, of course I realized that they get locked. I just didn't know that it got locked. Any case, on to the last question, please.
Last question. Create a new weapon. It must be realistic and RuneScape World of Warcraft related. Good luck, Josh. I don't know. I'm never good at stuff like
that.
The
energy whip.
Oh, for the love of God. Is that taking the energy sword from Halo?
No.
That's a really crap rip-off.
No. It's not. Basically, it's like the abyssal whip.
Is that ripping off the energy sword from Halo? No, it's not. Yes, sure it is, Shane.
It's basically a whip, like an abyssal whip, that's magic-based. And okay. It'll be, the power will depend on the number of blood runes or death runes that you want to feed it. Like, for instance, you could have death runes in your inventory, it wouldn't be as powerful. But if you had blood runes in your inventory, it would be powerful. And the power curve is based on the runes and your magic level. So, say you have 99 magic, it can hit the same as one of the god swords, say, so. And basically it's like a whip, except it fires a bolt of energy. You like?
Yes.
Yeah. What's yours?
I just said that to keep you happy.
What's yours?
Well, I honestly have no idea. I'm not good at this sort of thing.
Come on, use your imagination.
No, I'm not good at this sort of thing. I can't. I'm not an imaginative. I sound like a whiny kid. I'm not a creative person.
Young kid.
Shut up.
Anyways, Brad can't give an answer, so thank you, Josh. That was a question. If somebody ever decides to submit that idea, please put my name in the post. I think that's it for questions.
No, I think they'll rip your ideas and they'll never tell you.
Probably. Okay, time for tech news. Internet Explorer 8, Beta 1. Oh my
Yay.
God. No.
The browser release.
It's a piece of shit.
I could have told you that before it was even released.
Yeah, and you would have been right. Because basically, they got this standard compliance mode that isn't even standard compliant. Because if it was standard compliant, our site would work in it. RuneWire would work in it. But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. I blame you, not Internet Explorer.
It
That's
is. Our site is perfect in all the standard compliant browsers. Opera, Safari, Firefox are just fine. So, I don't know.
It doesn't work in IE8 made by Microsoft?
No, it doesn't.
Sorry, you must be in the wrong here, Shane.
It doesn't work in IE8, sadly.
You must be in the wrong.
How do we know how Microsoft is going to implement its standards? When we were working on the site design, there was no mention that IE8 was this close. So, I don't know. It's going to be another failure for Microsoft again. And so, like, they try and support these standards, but they do it in the wrong way. And it's not 1992 anymore where you can make your own standards. And that's the way it works. There are standards in the modern web that need to be adhered to. Without standards, everything just falls apart. You know, like...
Yes, without standards, everything falls apart.
God, if you want to try it. Like, I tried it on my virtual machine and ended up just wiping it right straight off. They have exciting new features, such as activities.
Activities?
It's called activities, which is a thing people can code into their website. Like, the example they have is, like, map with live maps, like, a location. You can click on it and it'll pop up a picture of the map. Another one is like, Facebook or blog or add to dig. Web slices, which is a ripoff of that Safari feature, you know? You know that Safari feature, web clip, that takes a picture of the website and puts it into your dashboard?
I am familiar with it.
Yeah, so that's what web slices is, except it shows it up in your address bar, so you have to go into that, or it's like a bookmark, so I don't know, not that amazing. Favorites bar upgraded, not really. Automatic crash recovery, loads tabs in, not that amazing. Include phishing filter, needed, but I don't know, I'm not very pleased with IE8 so far. I'll be sticking to Firefox/Safari. What do you use?
Firefox and Safari when I'm on the Mac.
Good boy. In other related browser news, it's time to say a final goodbye to Netscape. Netscape is no longer supported. Official support ended on March 1st. So basically that means that you can't get the browser. Well, you can get the browser, but you can't get support for it. So... I don't know. I don't even know anyone who's used Netscape, so I don't know. It was destined to happen, and basically Netscape has a history page of how they were one of the first browsers to compete against Internet Explorer and whatnot, and they give recommendations of Flock, Firefox, and Thunderbird. I don't know. Flock looks interesting. Might have to give that a go again, so... But I don't know if
you use Flock.
Yeah, she does. She does. So, also, they have an archive page where you could get all the old versions of Netscape. Like, you could get the German version of Netscape 4.
Why would I want it?
Because it reminds you if you were, like, in Berlin or something.
But why would I want it?
Why would you want Netscape 4?
Yeah, exactly.
To relive your childhood memories?
I never used Netscape 4.
Oh, I did. What about Netscape 6?
No, I never used Netscape at all.
Oh, I don't know. But you could take a look at this page and bid a nice farewell to Netscape. Oh, they also list some Firefox extensions that'll help you make it look
like Netscape.
Yeah. So, I don't know who'd want to do that, but go ahead if you want. I don't know. There's no real tech news this week. You know?
No, nothing really happened. It was a boring week.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're still talking.
Nor do I. We should just shut up for several minutes. Okay, this is boring. Let's do something else.
Rants!
Do you want the first one or the second one?
You first.
Okay. Note, none of these rants are sarcasm. Hello, welcome to my rant thread. The rant thread is actually made up of several rants. First of all, it's come to my attention that cooking is overpowered. Some of my suggestions to fix this are, you cannot burn food. Food is stackable. You do not get random events while cooking. The auto logout timer does not affect you while you cook. Fires only go out after 15 minutes of someone not cooking on it. For every 500 fish you cook, you will receive an extra 5k experience. Any food that requires a cooking level of 1 to 20 gives 250 experience. Any food that requires a cooking level of 21 to 50 gives 500 experience. Any food that requires a cooking level of 51 to 80 gives 750 experience. And any food that requires a cooking level of 81 to 99 requires 1,000 experience. Please post your opinions and suggestions about the issue. Now, the second thing I need to bring up is that Slayer is too easy to train. My suggestions to fix this are, you will get a random event every 10 minutes. If you attempt to use Barrow's armor while on a Slayer task, it will automatically degrade to zero. When on a Slayer task, food heals half the health it normally does. All Slayer tasks are given in numbers of 1 to 10. Any Slayer monster, you only get the experience if it's your task that requires level 1 to 20 monster. You only get the experience if it's your task. Gives 15 experience. Any Slayer monster, you only get the experience if it's your task that requires level 21 to 50 gives 25 experience. Any Slayer monster, you only get the experience if it's your task that requires level 51 to 80 gives 40 experience. Any Slayer monster, you only get the experience if it's your task that requires level 1 to 81 to 99 gives 55 experience. Please post your opinions and suggestions about the issue. Thanks.
What? I don't get this. What's the point?
This is going to be the funniest rant I've read in a long
what's
time.
What's the point?
Well, first off, he says cooking is overpowered.
No, I don't get. Why is he writing it in a sarcastic tone?
He says it's not sarcasm. He's serious.
Oh.
I just think it's funny that he says cooking is overpowered, yet he says you shouldn't be able to burn food. Food should be stackable, and you shouldn't get random events while cooking.
Good idea.
Not a good idea.
I'm just saying
idiot.
Good idea about your mind, how your mind was working, not that he's right.
Your mind just doesn't work.
Okay.
Anyway, you'll go.
I don't know, don't tell me his name on the air, but what was his name and what were his stats?
I don't know, I didn't look
What were the replies look like?
I didn't read the replies.
Okay, well, I don't know, some people are very crazy, as we can see, so. Yeah, I was going to say something now, but I forgot.
I just thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah. It's not that funny. The dragon item ones were funnier.
Well, that's a legend. Legendary rant.
Okay. Man, I really hate this. I really do. I was at Bandos with a team. And we sort of lost our tracks, and I saw the new team join clan chat, was kicked first, then accepted later. Because I was tank. Okay. And then I realized I couldn't re-enter chat. It said, you are temp banned. So I was grumpy, but 10 kills wouldn't make me hilt. Was that what... And, oh, I can't read this. And guess what happened? They
it's
got
the
a hilt.
It's the week of the retarded runs.
I know. After killing it 300 times in clan chat with loot share on, I viewed the first hilt drop, but because of stupid ban, was the chat owner didn't solve. I didn't get anything. And I was searching the manual. I didn't find with Control F plus Jagex. I really hate this. I don't know who I must be angry with, but believe me, my desk will never look the same again. What the? What the?
Oh, I love
searching with Control F.
Control. I guess he means find.
I know, but you know? What? I don't. Yeah, I know. I know what that does, but what? Searching what with it?
I have no idea. That this it was two really retarded runs.
Some people wonder how
he's
these.
Basically, saying he would join a team to go and kill the God Wars, but he was kicked out of the clan chat, so loot share didn't apply to him.
Well, yeah, based on the way he writes, I would kick him too, you know. It always baffles me how these people can survive in society, you know?
It always baffles me how you can survive in society.
Okay, why?
Just because you make so many Star Trek references.
Oh, I don't make those in society. It's only to make you feel happy.
To make me feel happy?
Yes.
To drive me into a state approaching psychosis?
Yes. I don't know, but wow. Interesting rants you got. But
interesting, those are the words.
Yeah.
That is the word I mean.
Anyways, new skill of the month is going Hunter once again. I don't know why people complain that it was the same skill again. Like, it's random. 2 months should be enough, shouldn't it?
Should make it 3.
I know. Maybe, we'll see. Technically, we shouldn't even say how long it is. But
why not?
I don't know. But the graph is a lot more interesting this month. I wonder who's going to win.
Who's in the lead at the moment?
Connor and Kelsey.
With how many?
Let's see. He has 2.07 million. She has 1.9. X-Blade, who is third, has 1.07. Then it drops pretty quick.
So third it's most a two-horse is race.
Three-horse.
No, because isn't X-Blade's almost a million behind?
Yeah, 900K.
So it's still a two-horse race then.
Well, you never know. There's lots of time still. So
unless the other two die and he completely no life.
Yeah, so Hunter is always an interesting one to watch. This is one of those skills that can be no-lifed. So far, 6.295 million XP has been gained. So, interesting. The new Informer is up, informer.rsbnb.com. Come spring, summertime, we'll be making some changes to Informer, which we're not privy to discuss yet, but I'm pretty sure everyone will like them.
Suicide is painless.
So what have you been up to, Brad?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing you want to share with our beloved listeners?
Visited a friend today in my car. See, that's the advantage of driving. I can go places.
That's good.
I am driving in my car.
So what did you do with your friend?
None of your business.
Okay, whatever you say. I've been coding servers.
How dare you ask that sort of question?
Why not?
No idea. The way you asked it and your reaction was very telling.
Yes, so I've been coding my servers this past week for this assignment I'm working on that's due at 6:59 p.m. So I've only been on to do a few herb runs on RuneScape. Basically, I've been looking at a text editor and a shell for this entire week. Which is pretty sad.
Is this for your computer science?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something else, you know. But, I don't know. It's interesting how it works, like the servers, because you have to, first off, there's three types of servers that I dealt with. First one is a fork server, which basically means for each request it gets, it goes off and spawns a new process. Second one uses threads, which basically a thread is the same instance of a process running in the same memory location. Like, picture a box again for your memory, and imagine two processes running in there, sharing the same resources. And the last one's using a method called select, which doesn't use threads or forking, and basically keeps track of what's readable, what's writable, and what is being read, and yeah. Oh, I found this good map today.
No, you showed me it. I don't want to see it again. I don't want to see it again.
I'll post it in the notes.
No, it's a bad map.
It's a good map.
It's a bad map.
No, it's good.
Look at it and you'll go to hell.
I don't know.
That's
I think we're done for this week.
Yeah, I think we are done. Okay. That usually comes when we're done with the rants, and then we talk about random shit for 5 minutes. Then we're done.
It's been RSPB Update 143. See ya, everyone.
Goodbye.